NATO's K4 peacekeepers are out of their barracks and back on the streets of Kosovo. An attempt by ethnic Albanian majority Kosovo to assert its sovereignty over ethnic Serbs living in its north is risking a return to conflict. The spark is car license plates. Already, drivers crossing the Serbia-Kosovo border must cover up national symbols because Serbia doesn't recognise Kosovo's independence. Now, Pristina says it will be issuing license plates to its ethnic Serb citizens who still insist on using plates issued in Belgrade.
The plates shouldn't change. No one can force me, even if 100 Albanians would come here. I will still fight, even if it means I will die. Is that enough?
It would be for the best and the most honest solution for us to keep the number plates that we have and not change them.
Kosovo seceded from Serbia in 2008. 5% of its population is ethnic Serb, and most live to the north of this bridge in Mitrovica. They still take their orders from Belgrade. That's despite a deal that Serbia signed in Brussels 10 years ago, giving up control here in return for the chance of joining the European Union.
The prospect of EU membership was supposed to encourage Kosovo and Serbia to become good neighbours, but the EU has now cooled on any sort of expansion, and there's a feeling here and in Serbia that the prospect of full EU membership is now beyond the horizon.
Now, as the graffiti supporting Russia's invasion of Ukraine suggests, Serbian sympathies lie with Moscow.
The main issue is that how, when the EU is not in, how the Russians are getting in. Everyone knows that that Serbia has not yet been distancing itself from the Russian invasion in Ukraine. Russia is still very much interested in having a next front. A next front is the Balkans.
Serbia's President Aleksandar Vučić says Serb politicians and civil servants could stop working in Kosovan institutions if the new license plates are imposed. Kosovo's Prime Minister Albin Kurti fears an escalation to a wider conflict. NATO says its troops are ready to intervene if there's a risk of violence. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Pristina, Kosovo.